Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. This is The Lantern, and thank you very much for joining us on this brand new episode of the show. Coming to you not live from the studios of IRIB English Radio. I'm a firm believer that too much of anything can be destructive. Anything. I regret to say even chai. I can't live without chai. I'm not even ashamed of it. I admit, I confess, I cannot live without chai. But unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what science has been doing for the past few thousand years, but even too much of chai can, you know, have harmful effects. It's sad, but it's true. Too much of water, too much of a good food, too much of too much supplements even, too much vitamin D in our system, too much iron, too much calcium, all of that. A hadith tells us that there's only one thing that you can never have too much of. And we'll find out what it is right after this short little story, heartfelt story about a father and his wholesome prayer for his baby girl. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friend, salam. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. Let's see what's our story for today. Wish You Enough. That is the title of today's story. At an airport, I overheard a father and a daughter in their last moments together. They had announced her plans departure and standing near the door. He said to his daughter, "I love you. I wish you enough." She said, "Daddy, our life together has been more than enough. Your love is all I ever needed. I wish you enough too, Daddy." They kissed goodbye and she left. He walked over toward the window where I was seated. Standing there, I could see he wanted and needed to cry. I tried not to intrude on his privacy, but he welcomed me in by asking, "Did you ever say goodbye to someone knowing it would be forever?" "Yes, I have," I replied. Saying that brought back memories I had of expressing my love and appreciation for all my dad had done for me. Recognizing that his days were limited, I took the time to tell him face to face how much he meant to me. So I knew what this man was experiencing. "Forgive me for asking, but why is this forever goodbye?" I asked. "I'm old and she lived much too far away. I have challenges ahead and the reality is her next trip back will be for my funeral," he said. "When you were saying goodbye, I heard you say, 'I wish you enough.' May I ask what that means?" He began to smile. "That is a wish that has been handed down from other generations. My parents used to say it to everyone." He paused for a moment and looking up as if trying to remember it in detail, he smiled even more. "When we said, 'I wish you enough,' we were wanting the other person to have a life filled with enough good things to sustain them." He continued and then turning toward me, he shared the following as if he were reciting it from memory. "I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough pain so that the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough lust to appreciate all that you possess. I wish enough hellos to get you through the final goodbye. He then began to sob and walked away.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, so we all want happiness and peace and joy and pleasure in life, right? But as weird as it is, because like happiness and pleasure is such a physical need, and it's acquired through our physical faculties, we can't have it all in this world. It's ironic, isn't it? We can't have it all. If we have our priorities, I mean, to be honest, even for those whose life's sole purpose is to acquire pleasure and happiness, there's still something in them. There's still a void that makes them ache for more and more and more. It will never be enough. That's the quality of this world. Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam has said that this material world is like seawater, like salt water. The more you drink from it, the thirstier you'll become until you die, until it kills you, basically. And the saying that goes, you can never have too much of a good thing, is definitely false. Anyone with the slightest bit of common sense will recognize that there is so totally too much of a good thing. Even a child would understand that. Children usually love cookies. They can have maybe up to 6 cookies if they, you know, they're into that life. Turn that 6 cookies into 26 cookies, and they'd never want to have a cookie ever again for the rest of their lives. A cookie is so good for them. Cookie is so good to them. But when it exceeds a certain limit, it's no longer good for them. And they understand that. Their body understands that. They puke it all out. The point is that everything is good in moderation. Everything. Ibadah, spending money, charity, fasting, engaging with others, socializing, studying, working, sleeping, eating, showering. Everything is only good in moderation. And once it exceeds a certain limit, that very thing that you rejoiced in acquiring will turn into poison for you. All right, but then how about the things that are kind of, their consumption is sort of out of our control? You know, like life events, the tests and trials, the happiness or the sadness, the stress or the relief that life brings us. So there are two things to this, I think, from what I've understood through my journey throughout life. It's been a short journey, but nevertheless, either I have faith that everything that happens in this world happens through Allah's will, and if He gives it to me, He most probably thinks I can still handle it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Right? If I am still experiencing some degree of discomfort or pain or suffering through circumstances that are totally out of my control, in the sense that I tried my utter best, but at the end it didn't work out and things still fell apart and I ended up crying myself to sleep for a week, then most probably Allah felt that, yeah, no, she can totally handle this and she's going to grow through this, and it's a process she has to go through for her own betterment and for her own growth. and for the expansion of her mind and her soul. And then when it's just enough, Allah will bless me with faraj, with a relief. Or, you know, often things are just the result of my own stupid decisions. And maybe it's about time that I stop being stupid and do something about it. Maybe, you know, that's enough stupidity for this lifetime or for this year. And again, I will suffer through that just enough for myself to realize, you know, if I've trained myself enough and I've educated myself enough. Because some people, it is very possible for some people to go through their entire life while suffering due to a very deep ignorance, or like a complex ignorance, a compound ignorance. But if I have educated myself enough, and I've read up enough, and I've refined myself enough, just enough to realize after a while that, you know what? This situation sucks. And you know what? I don't think I've tried enough to fix it. And then you do. And then things change for the better. Because on the other hand, Allah also says, Allah will not change a people or what's happening with a people until they change what's within themselves. So there's a balance going on, and you know, you just have to find that sweet spot and recognize when is it usually the result of my own actions, or sometimes even my own sins, my own ill decision making. But so long as you develop that trait in yourself to always try your best, You can have faith in God to only give you something until, especially something painful, until it's just enough. But then again, it's your life. You know best. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.